This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Gordon Jones, and I am the entrepreneur in residence for our startup incubator here in Augusta, as well as a serial entrepreneur myself with a couple of projects in healthcare around blockchain and cryptocurrency, as well as voice and facial recognition technology.
Gordon, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So our startup incubator called the Clubhouse here, we applied for a grant through the Kauffman Foundation for Entrepreneurship out in Kansas City. And we were funded with $500,000 grant to do what we call startup life. And that is beyond just helping them start their business. We actually bought a house and we provide them room and board, which includes 3 square meals a day from our locally grown gardens that also work through the Clubhouse, transportation, and then co-working space in our incubator, as well as classes and mentorship. And what I do is manage the day-to-day part around the curriculum. So what we're teaching them on a weekly basis, the mentors, and then their overall business staging. So as entrepreneur in residence, I'm basically just bringing my experience to the table to help them get their company started.
Gordon, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, in regards to our program, there's quite a diverse founders and with different ideas. I mean, each one of them is out of the 10. So each of our cohorts has 10. So we're in our second cohort and in our second 10. And we try to pick the companies to where each one is different, so in working in a different space, but with the opportunity to cross-pollinate between each other so they can leverage each other's work and experience to help the cohort as a whole. So one of the challenges is just working with each entrepreneur because they're probably at different stages in their life cycle as well. One of the hard parts for me as an entrepreneur in residence is just helping them manage each stage as they scale through it and, keeping track of it all. But it's fun. It's great. They're all a bunch of great group. I mean, then the entrepreneurs themselves are different. So some of them are pretty aggressive, single-minded, focused, determined, and want to get this going sooner than later. And then there's others who have been working on the idea for like 3 years. And so we're working with them to get them to push them along a little bit faster, which is one of the benefits of our program is we give them about $25,000 worth of value through our living, paying living expenses for 11 months and the food, the transportation and the space. So that's a lot of stuff that they get to take off of their plate from a founder standpoint that allows them to then focus on their startup. And so that's one of the bases of the program overall. So I would just say helping to manage a diverse population of entrepreneurs is probably the most difficult, but it's not that hard. It's just the most difficult.
Gordon, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
So here in Augusta, and so we're, us entrepreneurs and residents that are not in incubators in New York City, Boston, Silicon Valley, or those type of cities, we're mid to small cities, and we're building an ecosystem that supports it, but we've been working on this for the last 6 years, specifically under the Clubhouse. But we're having to build a whole startup community. It's not like we're just opening the doors and there's a whole bunch of people who have ideas and they just need help. We've got to create the market here. So that's probably one of the most difficult things from an entrepreneur and resident standpoint. If you're responsible for recruiting and developing as well, then it's building the ecosystem, and that takes the community. You know, there's no way to do that by yourself. The other aspect of that is just finding capital. So one of my earlier startups I did in 2010 here in Augusta, and there were really no resources. So I had to go over to Atlanta, which is 2.5 hours away, to get access to good patent attorneys, sales and marketing people that understand startups and new mobile app technology, which is what I was doing. And so I wanted to bring that back to Augusta and found a couple of people that had the same mindset. And we started up the clubhouse in order to do that. And at the time, we really didn't have a need for an entrepreneur in residence until we actually had some true startups inside the clubhouse. So I would say, from an advice standpoint, is don't just be hyper-focused on your startups, but be adamant about building a community so that you can bring the resources into your incubator or co-working space, whatever you call it, to support your startups. So that's probably my number one advice.
Gordon, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
So we have a lot of great resources at the clubhouse, and our URL is theclubhou.se. So theclubhou.se. And that talks about everything about that we're doing. We've got code boot camps. We have 1 million cups every month. We have access to some angel groups, and all that's discussed on. We also sponsor the Augusta TEDx, which we'll be having in the winter next year. So there, and then also I've got another site where I talk a lot about startups and technology under createyourself.com. And I've got a couple of courses there. They're free and open now that talk about startups and you know, things that you can do there, both as startups and also incubators.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.